What is God doing right now?
If God is everywhere, why can't I see him anywhere?
Where is God?
Where is God?
Why is there so much suffering?
Why does God let this happen?
Why won't God answer my prayers?
Who's going to heaven?
How come? Why?
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 What's the point?
What for?
Now it's time for some straight answers to awkward questions with Pastor George Samianch.
Why are Lutherans in the UK? The land already has a state church. Why compete? These questions and sentiments have been put to me recently. I can't change church history and the story of the religious landscape here. Lutherans in the United Kingdom are very small in number. What these questions do is not get us to look at the past so much, but look at the present and the future. Why are we still here? What do we have to offer? Hello, my name is George Samietz, and I'm a Lutheran pastor of the ELCE, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England, the Church of Lutheran Radio UK. And today I'm answering why I, as Australian born, don't go home. Why are Lutherans in the United Kingdom? I've talked about the history of the Lutheran Church in previous straight answers. You can find it in the podcasts. To recap, the Lutheran Church is a Christian denomination of about 70 million people found in most countries around the world. The Protestant Reformation of the 16th century saw the Lutheran Church, the term Lutheran was originally derogatory, as the first group that successfully sought reformation of the Church of Rome, but which unfortunately resulted in division. Martin Luther's insistence on the principle of Scripture alone as the source for teaching, doctrine, and faith led inevitably to many Christian groups each claiming that their interpretation of the Christian faith is as Jesus taught. For Lutherans, the central, most single, important aspect of Christianity is the comfort of the gospel. All other religions of the world, and sadly elements of Christianity, place their emphasis or focus on what people should do in relation to God. For Lutherans, it is the other way around. Our emphasis is on what God has done for us. Through Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension, God shows us his love. Through Jesus' death on the cross, God has declared people forgiven of their sins, and we live trusting this word of forgiveness. God has rescued humanity because he loves us. Using church language, we say that God has justified us for Christ's sake through faith by God's grace. Or to put it another way, God declares all people innocent of their sins because of Jesus' death, and we trust God's verdict. God does all this because he loves us. This is the teaching upon which the church stands or falls. The center of Christianity is Jesus, a living person. Any other message or any other person will rob people of security in their faith and their assurance of salvation. It's not that simple, is it? Yes, the gospel, this good news, is simple and clear. So much so that it can seem unbelievable. After all, we know in this world that there's no such thing as a free lunch. If it seems too good to be true, it is. And consequently, we, by nature, respond to this gospel in one of two basic ways. Either we feel we're not good enough for it, or we feel that we deserve it in some way, and both responses lead us to dodge a relationship with Jesus because we remain focused on ourselves. God knows that we're a hard bunch to rescue, but he loves us, so not only has he planned this salvation in Christ, but also how to save and rescue people in our century and beyond. God uses special means, his word, which is creative and powerful, so that we can live with him. His word produces and maintains faith, which leads us to trust him. That is why we say, saved by faith alone. If you say God's word today, most people think of the Bible, and they wouldn't be wrong, but the answer is not as complete as it should be. Lutherans don't regard God's word as just words in a book, teachings and doctrines which are abstract and can be learnt and ignored or followed, but rather as personal. You see, the word was made flesh in Jesus, and Jesus is the center of the Bible. So when you're encountering the Bible, you are encountering Jesus personally. These words speak to us in two ways, either as law, or as gospel. This is a Lutheran understanding. The law drives us to see ourselves as we are, sinners in need of rescuing, and to see what God expects of the world and of his people. The gospel comforts us with the news that Jesus has rescued us. Back when Jesus was walking on earth, the Word was visible in human flesh. Today, God's Word is visible through water, baptism, and bread and wine, Holy Communion. These are the personal ways that Jesus has told his followers to use so that people can be close to him here and now. These visible words, sacraments, are mysteries and seem so unspiritual, so ordinary, yet they are powerful and real encounters with Jesus. The Lutheran Church has two sacraments, baptism and Holy Communion, and teaches that they are God's actions that have specific goals, creating and sustaining faith, so that people can stay close to Jesus in a sea of religious words and spiritual opinions. So Lutherans believe that God comes to people in worship. God is not the audience to the pastor's or congregation's actions. It is the other way around. Through the liturgy, God comes and serves people through his word and through baptism and Holy Communion. We respond in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving, and we go out into the world, blessed by God, to be a blessing to the world. This means that the Lutheran Church teaches that faith in Jesus is more than just talk. A parrot can say, "I believe in Jesus." But faith is lived. Yes, sadly, always imperfectly. Faith is lived out. We use the language of relationships to describe our faith rather than the language of club membership. Our relationships actually determine our behavior. This is true at home and at work. And if we have conflicts, then often it's because our relationships with ourselves is more important than our relationship with the other person. So Christians live each day in a relationship with Jesus by faith, while at the same time struggling to do this because of their own sinful self or the situations they're in. Lutherans describe themselves as saints and sinners in the world. Now, by saints, we don't mean good people, but God's people who live by faith, trusting the gospel. And by sinners, we mean people who do their own thing rather than trusting Jesus. We believe the saint exists, but we experience the sinner, which is why actually believing the gospel can be so hard at times. The key component of Christian living is struggle. Not a good publicity draw card will grant you, but very accurate. Struggle is not necessarily dour, but is our recognition that we still sin and need daily God's forgiveness and acceptance. Struggle does produce growth in faith, which we rarely see, though others often see it in us. God doesn't need anything from us, but the people around us do, and so God sends us back into our homes, work, society, to live as his people and share his love in our daily lives. We struggle, but Jesus never leaves us. It truly is an amazing way to live. And Lutherans live in the world. They don't try to escape from it. Lutherans believe that God continues to make his world go round with people in all segments of society doing their bit so that everyone can be fed and clothed, enjoy the arts and leisure, and live in peace and justice. Consequently, you will find Lutherans in all walks of life who work not to make a heaven on earth, but so that everyone can live in peace and harmony, treasuring life and love, and having the opportunity of hearing the gospel. Lutherans believe that God rules the world with two hands. His left hand is the government, with its laws for good order and justice, and his right hand is the church, which proclaims the gospel and brings forgiveness. Lutherans thus tend to be politically and socially quiet, working within the structures of society, and we treasure our freedom in Christ to do this and to have differing opinions about how best the world should enact peace and justice and harmony. There is no central church organization for Lutherans in the world, but Lutheran churches in each country share an acceptance of the Lutheran teachings collated in the Book of Concord, 1580, even if there isn't agreement on the details. And I suppose that takes me back to the why question at the beginning. I think the answer would be the same as given by most religious groups. We believe we have a good news message to share, something true. And while others may speak similarly, there are differences in what makes the good news good. And so Lutherans remain here, virtually invisible on the social and cultural landscape, but still talking and pointing, not to themselves or to Luther, but to Jesus and his cross and empty tomb. For that is the best good news story you'll ever hear. If you'd like some straight answers, send your awkward questions to me, George Samietz, at Lutheran Radio UK. That is at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Goodbye.